Now, bearing in mind what's happening with Cadbury's, I've come along to meet a bloke in Berkshire, Adrian Bumpus. Now, he was made redundant from Mars 18 months ago, and he's now set up his own company, and he's selling personalised boxes of chocolates. Now, it must have been really difficult for you when you first heard that you were going to be made, well, you know, the job that you'd had for 18 years wasn't going to be there for you.
I think it was, yeah. I mean, initially, it's always difficult. I have to say it was very well handled by the company. So, you know, it was made as painless as possible. But as soon as I was made redundant, I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to dwell on the negatives. I'm just going to look at the positives and start to move forward. So did lots of thinking, lots of reading, lots of dreaming, I suppose, and then decided that actually I'd always wanted to start my own business up. And, you know, who wouldn't want to start a chocolate company?
So you've got quite a neat idea, because essentially you've got these boxes of chocolates and people can go online, they can choose which chocolates to put in the box. But the thing that makes it really special is that when a chocolate is taken out, underneath it there is a picture, which means that particularly with things like Valentine's Day coming up, you can make a very, very special gift for someone. Now, obviously, I mean, that's quite an interesting idea, but a lot of work went into it.
It is, yeah. I mean, on the face of it, it looks like this. Well, it is just a picture of whatever you want. So it's your family, or it's your girlfriend, or anything really that you want to put in there. The website was quite exciting actually to get developed, although it looks very soft and user friendly on the front, which obviously it is. In behind it, it's very, very high tech. You know, to upload photographs, to be able to move chocolates around. You know, the guys that did the work were fantastic for us, and you know, they did a really good job in bringing on what's basically a startup company. But obviously they saw the worth in it, in putting the effort in.
Now, the name is called Affectionary. How long did it take you to come up with that name? And which names did you fell by the wayside?
Well, it was... you're right. I mean, to come up with a name actually took about 30 seconds. I was actually walking around a supermarket and I saw the word confectionery. And I knew the nature of the product that we were trying to develop, and the two actually just linked together. But you're right, there was a period of time when we were without a name, and we did have a few different options that didn't really sit right. And, you know, at night I sort of mulled over them. I thought, no, we can't be called that. I don't want to be called that for the rest of my life, you know. So Affectionary stuck. And to be honest, everyone who hears it loves the name. It's just got such a nice ring to it, and I think it gives a nice feeling before you've even seen the product.
Now I've tried the product, because obviously as a reporter that was very important that I did. And the chocolates taste wonderful. But again, that's something, well, another area that was really important to research.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think too many times chocolate boxes are just packaging. And we were very clear that we wanted a premium product. So, we did choose and taste, you know, hundreds and hundreds of chocolates, which my wife and kids didn't really worry about too much. They were quite happy to help out in that research process. But we were very clear that we wanted premium chocolates that that people felt were good value for money, and that would obviously they would buy again.
And was it difficult for you, because you'd been used to working for a company like Mars, you know, like a massive company, and you'd been involved in production there, but in a sense it was under your control. But having to choose a company to make the chocolates for you, in a sense you've got to hand over control and trust.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually quite exciting doing that. I mean, there's some very, very innovative people out there. And one thing I found, I mean, you talk about working with big companies, but it's quite exciting working with smaller companies, you know, because everyone's at the same sort of level, you know, things get done quicker, etc. So actually, that was the fun part in helping to sort of develop the chocolates and develop the packaging and develop the website. I think if you choose the right level of people, in terms of company size, so smaller companies for startups are better, without a shadow of a doubt.
How long have you been up and running now?
This is our sixth week, I think it is. We did start just before Christmas, but it was possibly in the time when everyone had bought all their Christmas presents. So we're now, you know, looking forward to Valentine's Day. Mother's Day is not that far afterwards, and Easter, etc. So, you know, we hope to be starting to ramp up now.
So you feel like you've got a whole new life, a whole new era of your career beginning. But I guess you're still thinking about the people at Cadbury's.
Yeah, I mean, I can sympathise. You know, if I had any advice for them, I would say, if it happens, I mean, we're not 100% sure that it's going to happen yet, but if it happens, then, you know, you must look for the positives, and the positives are sort of within you, really. And I mean, I found that, you know, I come from an operations background, but deep down I'd always had this interest in marketing, and when you're sort of released and free, you can actually err towards what you really love. So I found that I really, really loved marketing. I already had all the operational skills and suddenly realised I had everything I needed to start my own chocolate business.